Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Yesterday, I described how the relatively free market works so well in America that almost everyone takes it for granted that they can purchase groceries, gasoline, or use electricity or natural gas utilities on a reliable basis. That is not true for people who live where governments heavily regulate or control the economy. Grocery stores have empty shelves in Venezuela. In Greece, the standard of living is plummeting. In Zimbabwe, there is almost no incentive to be productive. So, in a relatively free market, how can grocery stores, gas stations, utilities, and all the rest consistently provide goods and services when others want them? The answer is that people usually want to improve their station in life. No single person has the knowledge and skills to create more than a small part of what they need to sustain their life. For instance, do you know how to create something as simple as a pencil? Because people have a variety of aptitudes and training, greater productivity is possible with voluntary trade. Here is how it works. People can perform a service or create a good at which they are efficient and skilled, then trade with others adept at producing other goods and services. In trading goods and services produced at greater efficiency, people improve their standard of living above what they could achieve if they were self-sufficient for everything. The greater the specialization of labor, the more wealth that can be created with a minimum of effort. Improving one's own lot is accomplished by figuring out what can be done to improve the life of others so that they voluntarily seek to trade with you. This can be trading your labor to get a paycheck or providing other resources valued by other people. In voluntary trades, people subjectively expect to be better off with what they receive than what they trade away. In the example I discussed yesterday, I valued the grapes I ate more than the cash I used to pay for them, while the merchant valued the cash I gave more than the grapes. Thus, the free market promotes voluntary cooperation where everyone gains. What will you do today to promote voluntary cooperation? That's it for this time. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.